America, America.
The psalmist said, Wilt thou not revive us again, that thy people may rejoice in thee? Habakkuk the prophet said, Revive thy work in the midst of the years, in the midst of the years make known. This is a call for revival, to stir this nation for much needed revival from God.
God, please bless America.
And we greet you on this Thursday and welcome you to the Thursday edition of A Call for Revival. Father, will you help us and use us for your glory in Jesus' name? Amen. Prayer was removed from our public school system in 1962. State prayer was banned. In 1963, Abington School District, in Abington School District versus Chimp, restriction of the Lord's Prayer was also ruled unconstitutional. In other words, they can't have a state written prayer, but they also now can't pray what we call the Lord's Prayer, and we rather refer to it as the model prayer, if you want to be biblically correct. The Lord's Prayer is John 17, but when it's talking about the Lord's Prayer, it's talking about our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Now, when they did this in 1962 and 1963, they also removed the Bible from the public schoolroom. Crime soared from 1962 to 1991. There was a real increase in crime. But now I want to deal with the real reason that the prayer, and they call it the Lord's Prayer, so you know what I'm talking about, the model prayer, In the book of Matthew, I want to deal with the real reason this prayer was removed. It was not removed because Madeline Mary O'Hara was against prayer. Yes, she was used, and she was who the devil used to get the prayer to the get that issue to the Supreme Court. Yes, the justices that voted against that, and I'm sure they'll pay for that one day because they have corrupted a whole nation and sent us into a spiral downward. But those were not the real reason. You see, the Supreme Court would have no authority if God didn't give it authority. But the real reason comes from the Scriptures itself. You see, you must look at issues in America as a spiritual battle. Now, I realize there's been times in the Civil War, World War I, World War II, the Vietnam War, we've had to take arms up and go to battle physically. I understand that. And I'm for all veterans, I'm for all military personnel, and there comes time we have to do that. But if we would realize that our battles are spiritual, if we as Christian people would realize that our battles are not necessarily liberal and conservative, our battles are spiritual and demonic. We are facing an age of unleashed demons and devils upon this society. My friend, they have begun invading America through television, through social media, through all these movies. If you just look at a list of movies that is put out on these websites, app channels, or whatever you want to call them, where you subscribe for them, it's how to commit murder, and this one committed murder, and that committed. No wonder in the world we're having so much killing. You can look at Hollywood because Hollywood sets the standard for the world. Let me say that Hollywood does not set the standard for the church, and it should never set the standard for the church. But I'm going to give you now, in coming days, I'm going to take this prayer, and we're going to go down it, and we're going to look at Matthew chapter 6, beginning at verse number 9, and we're going to go down the prayer, and we are going to look spiritually at why the devil wanted this prayer removed from our schools. A nation born in prayer. Take time to pray today, would you please?
America,
you have been listening to A Call for Revival. A Call for Revival is a production of Gospel Broadcasting. Address any correspondence to Gospel Broadcasting, Post Office Box 797, Dobson, North Carolina 27017. And join us again when we once again present A Call for Revival.
As we seek thy face, God, please bless America.